Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, I just received a charge that I did not agree to pay or agree to for something I didn't even try to get. And then I went to the website to try to figure out how to reach somebody to figure out how to get my money back. And the only options it gave me was to cancel something that I didn't authorize. So how do I get my money back? Hello?
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
27407.
Can I have your name, please?
Dion Lofton.
And may I have you verify your address for me, please?
3832 West Avenue, Apartment C, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27407.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you. Okay, so by looking at this account, ma'am, it looks like you tried to enter our contest to win like a mixture, and you wasn't
rolling. Yeah, and they said a $2 delivery fee. That's all they said I had to pay. And then when I pushed the confirmation, then this $59 thing popped up, but it didn't give me any indication of that at all before I pushed that button. It said $2 delivery fee. How did $2 turn into $59? You see the problem here? You say $2 when I push the button, and then all of a sudden I'm charged $59 for something I did not agree to. It said to pay the $2 shipping fee. That was all I was told. That's all I saw. And then when I pushed the button, then I get this $59 and some change charge. That is not what I agreed to pay. It's like a bait and switch. Hello?
I'm waiting on you to finish so I can help you.
I'm finished.
So as I was just explaining to you, you was enrolled into like our meal planner app, and we give a customer like a $20 rate to stay. And meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. So basically everything was explained to you in the terms and conditions. And by looking at your account is already canceled, ma'am.
Yeah, but I want my money back, and it was not explained to me in my terms and conditions because there was no terms and condition there. I told you what I saw. It said $2 delivery fee is for a mixer, and then when I pushed the button, there was no terms and delivery fee or whatever you just said. I pushed the button to pay $2, not $50-something dollars.
So what we can do to at least help you out, we can provide you with a 25% refund. You'll get back $14.97 to help you out.
Why would I want that for something I didn't even have for less than, 15, 20 minutes? And I had it canceled because I did not order it. I didn't
You put your
I
own credit
like
card information in. That's considered
a
valid charge.
For a $2 delivery fee. So, y'all, this is what y'all company do. You say $2 delivery fee, and then when people put the information in, you charge them $50-something dollars for something they didn't agree to? I'm asking a question.
So what we can do to at least help you out, we can provide you with a 50% refund.
But you can't answer that question.
You would get back in your account.
I want all of my money back because I didn't agree to this. I only agreed to pay $2. That other stuff that you was talking about was not on that page. It says pay the $2 delivery fee. That's what it said. That's what I put the information in for. That's what I agreed to. This other stuff was not there. I guess you're waiting for me to finish again, then, right?
And why not you to finish so I can help you?
The only way you can help me is give me back my money, all of it, not 50%, not 25%. Since you won't answer the question about how y'all say $2 and then you charge more.
Okay, so basically everything was explained in the terms and conditions before putting your
it
credit card in.
There's no terms and conditions there. That's what I'm telling you. It just says pay $2. That's
so
all
that's
it says.
So that's only to enter the sweepstakes, ma'am. But let me know when you finish so I can help you.
So you're not going to give me back my money, is what you're telling me. That's the question.
So I can provide you with a 50% refund. You can pay $29.95 to at least help you out.
I would like to get the name of your company.
We're a third-party call center, ma'am, and we provide customer support for several different online companies.
So you don't know the company that I'm this is for, that we're talking about?
It's Bites Hub.
Bites. Okay, so I guess I need to file a dispute with my bank, and I'm going to just contact the Better Business Bureau because this is that y'all just pretty much stole from me because I didn't agree to this.
So what we can do to help you out.
I don't want 50%. I want all of my money back. You can keep the $2, but give me the rest of my money back.
We can provide you with a 75% refund. You will get back $44.92 back in your account to at least help you out.
You can provide me back with all of my money except for the $2 that I agreed to pay.
So what we can do to at least help you out, we can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee. So you will get back in your account $54.89.
I guess that's better than nothing.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you. So you will get that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Have a great day.